Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks a lot for listening today. Quick reminder that Digesting Politics is back. It's our weekly podcast where Andrea Bernstein and I discuss politics over lunch like we did last year during the presidential campaign. And we have added a third musketeer for this year, and that is WNYC's Bob Henley. This week, it's the Bloomberg Unlimited War Chest and Bill Clinton Returns to Haiti edition. And we'll see if I got my American Idol prediction right, which also wound up in there somehow. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature not heard on the radio. You can sign up for free at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And now your first-day reviews of Times Square and Herald Square without cars. I haven't been there yet. Have you? Call from your cell phone. Walking there right now. Cab drivers, pull over and call from your taxi, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Your first day reviews of Times Square and Herald Square without cars, 212-433-WNYC. Can we stipulate that the pictures in the papers were silly? This is not about lawn chairs on 42nd Street. That was a publicity stunt for the first weekend. But it is about a new notion of what it means to be urban and what street life means in the 21st century in New York. So did you check it out? We want your first day reviews of Times Square and Herald Square without cars if you have experienced it firsthand. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And while your calls are coming in, we have Tim Tompkins with us, president of the Times Square Alliance. Hi, Tim. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
What's the Times Square Alliance exactly? Who do you represent?
We represent all the businesses and property owners in Times Square. We help organize New Year's Eve, and we also help maintain the area.
So forget about Memorial Day and the lawn chairs. How's it going this morning, the first weekday of the experiment?
Well, it's great. I mean, some of the energy is carried over. I mean, there aren't a lot of people in Times Square right now. The traffic is flowing, but, you know, the test comes later in the day. And we still have the lawn chairs out because, obviously, that's not a longer-term solution. But we wanted to create a place where people could sit and relax. And just like yesterday, you know, you put it out there and people use it, and they start defining this new public space in their own way.
Are the lawn chairs a long-term thing? I know this is a one-year experiment that the Bloomberg administration, under Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadiq Khan in this case, is instituting. So I guess around next Memorial Day, we'll really be having the conversation as to how well it worked. But you're going to keep the lawn chair, a few of those lawn chairs out in good weather every day?
Oh, yeah. We've got about 350 that we bought, partially because there are some other more substantial things that are coming later in the summer. But first, DOT has to do some work on the surface of the street. So it's going to evolve as a more pleasant public space. This is kind of like the raw New York, you know, throw it together. But even with that, it was actually incredible yesterday to see people. You know, we had barely ripped the tags off these chairs when we put them down, and people were plunking down in them like they spend every Memorial Day for the last 30 years hanging out in Times Square.
What are some of those additional enhancements that are coming?
There's going to be a special kind of surface put down on the street. It's going to be a variation of what they've done in some of these other temporary pedestrian plazas. There will be some meatier tables and chairs. In certain cases, there may be some plantings. We're going to be curating some public art programs. We're also trying to get contemporary furniture designers maybe to create some special stuff. I'd love to have some of the great designers like in Brooklyn create some outdoor furniture for us. So, you know, bring it to life in a way that reflects the best in New York. And we're also doing some small-scale street performances, which haven't happened in Times Square in a while because there just wasn't the space.
Here's Asan, a New York City taxi driver. Asan, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Love the show. And I just want to talk about, I'm the cab driver, and I have to drive no matter street is closed, no matter there is a traffic, no matter if there is no traffic. But the real things, you have to convince the people who are sitting in a cab and push us, what is this, why he closed this, why, like that. So I think the cab drivers, they have no problem at all in even this. I walked myself on Broadway yesterday, and it's cool.
So you're okay. A lot of cab drivers have been protesting this. You don't think this is going to hurt your business?
No. It's not going to hurt our business. You know, no matter what, the people are going to take the cab.
But well, they may take the cab, but it may go more slowly if you get bottled up there because some of these streets are closed now. Times Square, 42nd to 47th Street, down Broadway there, and also around Herald Square. You're not worried about bottlenecks?
No, I'm not worried about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Diane in Westport was there. When, Diane? Yesterday?
I was there actually on Sunday, the first day.
Uh-huh. And?
It was wonderful, and I and my kids love the fact that we could walk in the street, but what we found amusing, excuse me, was that most people were still walking in the crosswalks.
That is amusing. Did you also see that, Tim Tompkins from the Times Square Alliance?
Yeah. I mean, people in Times Square always sort of take their own path anyway. I think it'll keep evolving as people get used to the new space.
Diane, I actually think it was the first time that New Yorkers ever walked in the crosswalk.
Exactly. Right. But it's a lovely idea. We really love it.
I don't know what they do in Westport, but in New York, it's just like, okay, dart in between the cars. I don't care what's going on.
Lemmings, exactly.
Thank you very much. But, Tim, it is funny if people were doing that. We are creatures of habit, aren't we?
No, absolutely. And, to speak to the traffic thing, you know, there's some folks, the theater industry is, the economic engine of the neighborhood. There's some nervousness about how the traffic might be affected. And I think the key thing is we got to give this some time for people to adjust and, see how it goes. And there might be some adjustments that need to be made. But there's no doubt that the pedestrian piece of the experiment has been a huge success.
Here's another taxi driver who has not quite accepted it, like Assam, who called in earlier. Kumar, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, good morning, sir. As far as Broadway is concerned, I have no problem, but the rest of the lines, they are closing on 8th Avenue, 9th Avenue, all the way in downtown. That doesn't make any sense. When you go below Broadway, below Houston Street, there's only one lane for the traffic. So I think when the Bloomberg was not able to impose the toll on the city, so then he adopted this idea just to make the traffic tougher. That's what it comes in my mind. I don't know what else. But Broadway, as far as Times Square is concerned, it could be acceptable for the business and for the tourist point of view. But what about rest of the city?
Tim Tompkins from the Times Square Alliance.
I mean, it's harder for me to speak to the issues in the rest of the city. I mean, I think... I know enough about, bike lanes to know that to get to the critical mass of people to take the bikes, you have to make sure that it's protected. But I can't really speak to those issues in the other parts of the city. I really just know the Times Square area.
Kumar, thank you.
Did
you want to say something else? You can.
Well, I would all say, the city is beautiful. The Times Square idea is great. And it's obviously it will help the Times Square business areas. But what the rest of the city is, that's not acceptable. So Bloomberg should suppose to think about it.
Kumar, thank you very much. And be honest, Tim, you said the real test is going to come this afternoon. I guess you meant the afternoon rush hour. What was it like in the morning rush hour?
The morning was totally fine. I mean, the 7th Avenue was flowing, because they added some extra capacity on 7th Avenue. So it was fine. There's still a little bit of clutter on Broadway where it's been narrowed down, where I think people still have to learn that it's not a through street. But that was fine. And it's also just not tonight. I think you want to look at, next weekend, too, because Friday and Saturday nights, obviously, there's a lot of folks from the suburbs who drive in. So.
And Laura in Manhattan is not a fan of cars in Times Square, but she was surprised at one of the changes, I do believe. Laura, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I'm a committed cyclist, and I ride through Times Square every day, except today when I got to Times Square, it said, walk your bike. And I was told by Transportation Authority that they would actually be expanding the bike lanes.
Is it a walk your bike zone, Tim Tompkins?
Yeah, and I think if the key thing there is that if you look at there's always going to be a space for an emergency lane, but when we talk to the DOT folks, the issue about creating a dedicated bike lane through these pedestrian plazas would give both the bikers and the pedestrians sort of, I think, a false sense of comfort and would greatly increase the likelihood of sort of folks bashing into each other.
So there is a certain downside then for the cyclists, because this was promoted at first as making it easier for pedestrians pedestrians and bicyclists to own the streets in those parts of Midtown. But really, bicyclists can ride with car traffic. In this case, they're going to have to get off and walk, what, the whole five blocks if they're coming down Broadway from 42nd to 47th down to 42nd?
I think that's the idea. And if you, again, if you see the numbers of people wandering around in these plazas most times of the day, maybe not early morning, I think that's really the safer approach. But remember, there's also the gain of a far more effective bike lane between 47th and Columbus Circle, and then from 42nd down to 23rd Street, much more so than had existed before. So those are new gains. So
right.
You got to look
and
at
I
the
wonder
totality.
If you're coming, since Broadway and 7th Avenue both go downtown there, if you're riding a bike and really trying to go from point A to point B, north to south, maybe you just go over and ride on 7th Avenue instead of Broadway with the traffic, you think? Or is that not a bike lane?
There's not a dedicated bike lane there. So
that's not necessarily the
yeah.
best solution. Sharon
yeah.
in Manhattan, also not a driver, also not in love with this idea. Sharon, hi.
Hi. As a bus rider with a moderate handicap, my number 7 bus, which it took me to every place I needed to go, right to the door practically, now I have to walk the 3 or 4 blocks in each direction because I moved the bus. And we went from, I think, 48th Street yesterday to 42nd without a single stop. And there's 2 stops in there that I generally use. And then the bus does not go back over to Broadway. It goes down, I think it's 9th, just 8th, where the 10 usually goes. And this is really stupid. I mean, if you want people to sit in lawn chairs, give them free buses, drive them up to the park where they belong. This to me is really stupid. It's an inconvenience. It's a great waste of money.
So you have a physical disability. You use the buses, and you're going to have to walk to a further away bus stop?
2 or 3 blocks in most instances. Unless the bus driver got lost
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, no, I think that's a confusion because there's actually a bus stop in front of the MTV building, 1515 Broadway, that actually had not been there for a couple of years, is my understanding. It's a new bus stop in Times Square, and because there was one before, you either had sort of 48th or 47th Street or all the way down at 42nd or 41st Street. So I think this is a net new one in the middle of Times Square that was there years ago but has not been there for the last couple of years.
All right. Sharon, look for that and good luck. And we thank Tim Tompkins, president of the Times Square Alliance. We are just 2 days now and one morning rush hour into this one-year experiment of Times Square without cars from 42nd to 47th Street, Herald Square without cars for just a couple of blocks around 34th Street. We will see how it goes for pedestrians, bikers, drivers, bus riders, and everyone else. Tim, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up, your first lines for sequels you would like to see for your favorite books. They're collecting them over at Perseus. We'll see what they've got so far and hear some of yours. And we'll update you on our top story having to do with Barack Obama and Sonia Sotomayor. Stay with us.